Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program, part of a series examining the 2013 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 12th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and Deloitte member firm partners and senior practitioners. Today we'll be listening in on a conversation between Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan is director of TMT research for Deloitte Canada and is co-author of TMT Predictions. Paul of Deloitte United Kingdom is also a TMT Predictions co-author and is responsible for the TMT sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Today, Duncan and Paul will be discussing dual video screening readies for prime time, one of this year's media predictions. Let's begin with an overview from Paul.
Deloitte predicts that in 2013, about 10% of households in developed countries and about 3% in developing countries will watch two streams of television simultaneously at least once a month.
Most people, when they talk about the second screen or dual screen, usually are referring to somebody watching a TV show on a big screen, and then on something like a smartphone or a tablet or a laptop, they are doing some kind of usually interactivity with that content, maybe a shopping app or something like that, not two video streams.
We do expect that form of second screening will happen in 2013. But one of the challenges for the broadcasters is, how do you make it pay? If you're creating second screen applications, it could be you're taking budget away from the main activity. However, what broadcasters are really good at is creating video. And what viewers are really good at is consuming video as opposed to interacting with the program. So why not give people also what they want in the form of more content, which is video related?
Okay, I get that. I'll watch one TV program with my left eye and another program with... How do you watch two TV shows at the same time?
You can't watch two shows at the same time, but you can follow two shows at the same time. So you think about sports. You're following your favorite team, but also you have a second favorite team. And you follow your favorite team primarily, and you occasionally look at what's happening on the second screen. But also, what may happen is, you remember that people like spending time together, but they don't always agree as to what they want to watch. So what you will have often in 2013 is one person watching the main TV set and someone else watching on a laptop, on a smaller TV, or a tablet computer.
Right. Now, one thing that I do know is this prediction's sort of mainly right now about one big screen and then a little screen. But if we think about it, in our offices, so many of us now have two 24-inch monitors side by side and we use them both. Could that happen over the longer term in our living rooms?
Yeah, so we'd expect, you know, in the medium term, say by 2020, we may well end up with two large TV sets on the wall. And in a sense, we've been giving more and more of a living room space to televisions over the past couple of decades. We expect that to happen over the next couple of decades too.
Thus far, we've been talking about one big TV set on a wall and much smaller screens as the second screen, but I noticed that in many people's workplaces, they have two giant 24-inch monitors beside each other.
Yeah, we expect that could happen in the home whereby you have two large, possibly giant TV sets on the wall. Over time, we give more and more of our living room spaces to television sets. And let's remember, television sets 42 inches, 50 inches are not that expensive. You can buy a 50-inch TV set today for the price of a tablet computer.
It's a little frightening. I remember Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, where people in their homes didn't have walls. Each wall was, in fact, an entire TV set, floor to ceiling, side to side. And in fact, the lead character's wife complains to him because she only has three of the four walls as full-screen TVs instead of, like all good families, having all four. I hope that doesn't come to us in 2013.
You've been listening in on a conversation between TMT Predictions co-authors Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan, Paul, thank you so much for joining us today on Deloitte Global Insights. And as a reminder to our listeners, you can listen to more podcasts like this watch videos, engage in social media, and download all of this year's predictions in technology, media, and telecommunications by visiting our website, www.deloitte.com/predictions2013. For more information on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines, please visit www.deloitte.com/global. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcast. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.